News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan and Bob Colwell, the Texas Department of Transportation office in Bryan, as we get rolling for the Memorial Day weekend and the summer travel season. A number of things to bring up. Jimmy, let's lead off with you.
Well, it's a busy time of year. We got people coming out of school, people wanting to go to the lakes. We got people that tend to like to ride their motorcycles and do outdoor events, and so there's a lot of things going on and a lot of things that we got to be aware of and be cautious of at the same time.
And one of those things, there's a number of state agencies. In fact, I think this is even a national campaign that's been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's Click It or Ticket.
Absolutely. I was looking at some stats earlier that was posted for this past year, 2012. One of the stats that stood out is, you know, as a state, we've made some good improvements on the overall wearing our seatbelts as a state, 94%. But of the fatalities that we still have, which was over 3,400 this past year in 2012, we look at that, we notice of them, 45% of them were not properly secured and properly restrained in a seat by a seatbelt or child safety seat. So we still have some work to go on that.
And we have Bob Colwell in from TxDOT. Again, TxDOT, one of the lead agencies in the campaign. And appreciate you bringing Jimmy over here.
Yes, sir. glad to be here.
He was the navigator.
Our seatbelt usage in Texas is still a problem. And according to our Texas A&M Transportation Institute, which is TTI, they did a survey, and 15.5% of drivers and 22.4% of passengers reported not buckling up at all times. And then also, according to a recent TTI observation study, 82% of pickup truck passengers buckle up. That's considerably less than the passengers in other vehicles, which is 91%. This TxDOT launched this Click It or Ticket campaign education program in 2002, when only 76% of Texans were using their seatbelt. The campaign entails public education and an increased enforcement period to coincide with the national mobilization, which is May the 20th, runs through June the 2nd. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which provides funding for the Texas program, Click It or Ticket, it's the most successful seatbelt enforcement campaign ever. And it's helping to increase the national seatbelt usage.
You mentioned it was 76%. Do we know what the latest figure is?
Yes, sir. We're up to 91%, but that percent drops down when we see people in pickups, and that's what we're trying to get. We're trying to get the rural country boys to buckle up, and that is a problem that we're seeing. A lot of accidents that we come up on, those young gentlemen do not have their belts buckled, and so we're trying to reach out to them, and everyone that's in that car needs to understand that they need to have a buckle on, whether it be the smallest passenger or the oldest passenger.
And Jimmy, I'm sure that you can second that about the pickup crashes.
Yes, I think when people get into larger vehicles, pickup trucks, they feel a little bit safer because it's a bigger vehicle. But when you start losing control and getting sideways and start flipping down the roadway, you'll soon realize that you really need to be buckled in, and that vehicle is going to be your protection. And obviously, if you have somebody else in that vehicle and that's buckled in, that person now becomes the object. So you can be buckled in and they're not, now they're in your lap, and you know what happens after that. So we encourage everybody, regardless of the sitting position or age, to be properly secured by a safety restraint or a child safety seat.
Again, visiting with the DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan and Bob Colwell of TxDOT. I don't know which one of you want to bring up also. Not only is it important to be in belts and for younger children, safety seats or booster seats, but also really, as it applies to the younger people, make sure those child safety seats and those booster seats are installed properly. And for those of us in adults, we wear our seatbelts properly.
That is correct. And you need to wear that belt properly. One of the things is wearing a seatbelt increases the odds of surviving a serious crash by 45%. That's a lot. And in pickups, that number jumps to 60% because of the fact that the pickup trucks are more likely to roll over in a crash than a passenger vehicle.
And Jimmy, as it goes towards enforcement, how's that going to be done by DPS?
Well, this Memorial holiday and during the click and ticket program, people need to be reminded it is our busy time of year, and it's a busy time for our agency and along with other police agencies out there. And we'll be looking for the aggressive drivers and the people, also the compliance of usage of seatbelt and DWI drivers on the roadway. So just fair warning that we'll be out patrolling looking for these types of offenses.
In a related item, if I pass somebody if I come across an aggressive driver or a vehicle that's swerving, or even if I want to go as far as wanting to report somebody who doesn't have a seatbelt on, or maybe I've seen this before where there are kids roaming around a minivan or an SUV that are not restrained, how do I report that?
Well, I always tell people when they ask me about 911, is that a good number to call? If the driving is, or behavior is bad enough where it's potentially going to cause an accident and you think that's what's going to happen, then 911 is fine. We just ask you when you call that have a sense of direction on what type of roadway, where you're at on the roadway and direction you're going. Have an ideal where you can explain exactly what the driver's doing, and vehicle description, and possibly, if you can, any kind of description of the driver and the number of occupants. And certainly that would be permissible to call 911 if you think it's going to lead to a major crash.
And maybe this falls under common sense, but I would let my passenger make the call, or if I'm the driver who wants to make a report, you pull over and stop.
That's correct.
Again, visiting with Jimmy Morgan of DPS, Bob Colwell of TxDOT. Something else, we're finally into a hot streak, Jimmy, and I know that there's already been at least one case of a fatality involved someone who was in a vehicle locked with the windows up.
Yeah. As a nation, we normally lose about 38 kids a year during heat stroke. This year so far, we're up to 4. Heat stroke as a nation. 2012, we had 32, and 2011, we had 33. So that was fairly close, but in 2010, we actually had 49 heat stroke. And a lot of these kids are 3 years of age or younger. So it's just something that we got to be cautious of and realize that a car can heat up 19 degrees within 10 minutes, especially as the weather heats up. It's not going to take long for that vehicle to heat up. And also just like to caution, as far as the law is in Texas, is that leaving a child in a vehicle unattended, if that child is left more than 5 minutes and is under the age of 7, and there's nobody in that vehicle the age of 14 or older, then that's going to be a violation of the law.
And that would be another great example of calling 911.
Absolutely. Yeah. We would like to save somebody's lives.
Something else I want to have you talk about is an adjustment to the move-over law.
Yes, I was reading an article the other day, and I was glad, you know, when the record drivers got at it, not to take anything away from the record drivers, but I've worked many years with TxDOT and see the things they do on the highway, and they absolutely help us on the wreck scenes and stuff and other projects that we have going. But already in 2013, we've had 24 fatalities in our work zones across the state. You know, we added the rubble strips that they're going to try to do. I went across today on a FM road today, and they got my attention there. So, but they're going to add the TxDOT to the move over laws. So that's going to start September 1st of this year. So Governor Perry's already signed that.
Well, and Bob, it's still common sense between now and September 1, move over for those work crews.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and start making that a practice now. Our office is out there on that roadway, and anything that we can do to protect our men and women and to protect you, too, to get through that work zone, we think that this will help. And when they see us out there, we're not a target. Move out of the way and move over. And let's go ahead and start this practice now so by September the 1st, we all have it down.
And in fact, I want to, as we're on the subject of TxDOT crews out, whether they're an accident scene or a construction site or whatever, if you do social media, particularly Twitter, Bob does a great job with the local TxDOT region on the Twitter feed. And right offhand, I don't remember even what the handle is.
It's TxDOT Brian.
make sure you sign up there.
Yes, sir. Follow me. I need as many followers. I'm trying to pass Chip Howard.
One other thing as it relates to TxDOT, too, I know it may be a little bit premature, but outside Crystal Park Plaza, we see on 2018, we see the road work ahead signs. And just to let listeners know, there'll be more information coming up pretty soon on this ramp reconstruction on the freeway.
Yes, sir. We're going from our X ramps to our diamond shape ramps. And the signs are up right now. The reason that we just haven't said a whole lot is because we're not impacting anybody. But soon as we start impacting folks, we will have more information. And just watch out for our contractor and our guys. Will be out there and go ahead and start practicing that move over law.
Earlier this year, it was late last year, both of the city councils and Bryan College Station did a temporary speed limit reduction, so that'll be a part of the equation as well. And again, I don't think any construction is going to start until after Memorial Day.
That is correct. There will be nothing that will be starting this weekend. And then when that speed reduction is out, look out for Trooper Morgan and his boys, because they'll be out there writing citations to keep everyone safe.
It's part of the job, though, isn't it?
We'll definitely be enforcing that, as all construction zones across the state. Absolutely.
Very good. Jimmy Morgan, DPS, Bob Coyle, TxDOT with us here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.